Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, April 14th. And our guest today is Orlando Santiago, and we're going to be talking about the makeup show NYC. But before we do that, I want to remind everyone that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. So if you have questions or comments, please feel free to call in. You can also join us in the Beauty Lounge, which is our chat room. I really would love to hear from a lot of people out there who attend the makeup show in NYC. I would love to hear some comments about what you're expecting this year, and you can tell me about your experiences from the past years. So I would love to hear from you tonight if you want to call in. But first, we also want to share some beauty news.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Paint and Powder Cosmetics presents an ultra-high-definition camera seminar for makeup artists. Get up close and personal with the Red Epic 5K HD camera on April 29th, sponsored by Paint and Powder Cosmetics and Esprit Digital Media Arts. Spend an afternoon with two of the leading experts in makeup for HD and digital motion picture photography and see the latest evolution live in HD video. Watch a live step-by-step makeup demonstration of the 5K resolution Red Epic, which is fast becoming the camera of choice for filmmakers. This camera has shot nearly every major motion picture in the last 2 years, such as The Hobbit, Les Miserables, and Lincoln, and many more. Come see this camera in action with DC's leading director of digital photography and how it impacts makeup technology and technique in a live demo, along with some new makeup techniques developed for this camera. Seats are limited and registration is just $59. You will receive a $30 gift certificate, redeemable and product at Paint and Powder Cosmetics. That's a good deal. Door prizes, including a brand new makeup chair, will be given away, and stay for the Makeup Artist Networking event following the presentation. For more information, you can send an email to info@paintandpowderstore.com. That's info@paintandpowderstore.com, or call 703-625-7235. Again, that's 703-625-7235. You can register directly through the Paint and Powder Cosmetics website. Next week we will be joined by PBA, the Professional Beauty Association, and we can learn all about the benefits of joining PBA. And I don't know if you all remember, maybe a month or so ago, I mentioned the North American Hairstyling Awards for 2013. Well, the finalists for the 2013 North American Hairstyling will be released on Tuesday, April 30th at 1 o'clock p.m. at facebook.com/PBA Beauty Week. That's backslash PBA Beauty Week. I'm thinking about a kitchen. And they will, again, be here next week. And I believe we will have a representative from PBA in about 2 weeks joining us to talk about the whole deregulation thing that we've been talking about here on Beauty Talk.
Absolutely. That should be a very interesting show. Orlando.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Wonderful. Welcome back to Beauty Talk.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Glad to be back.
We want to get into a conversation tonight about the makeup show, but first we want to find out what you've been up to since the last time you were here on the show.
Wow, when was the last time? I think it was about, what, 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, a lot has happened since then. I mean, definitely more traveling with the makeup show, launching a lot of new locations. We launched last year, we launched the Orlando, and then I think at that time in the past, we were just launching Berlin, if I'm not mistaken. I think we were just trying to get out to Europe for the first time. And since then we've launched Orlando, and again, just still been hitting education really hard. I guess my biggest project is, well, now that I'm kind of commuting back and forth between, ironically enough, Orlando, Florida, and you know, I divide my time between Orlando, Florida, and New York now. But the main reason why I'm over there is simply because I'm just kind of putting in the groundwork to actually open up a makeup academy over there. Down there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so those are my plans. You know, the ETA is obviously still undetermined because I just moved out there about 6 months ago. But, I mean, it's a project, you know, and it's definitely a lot of work in the beginning. But, you know, it's coming along, and I'm really excited about it. And, again, you know, it's all about the art of makeup. And, you know, I feel like there's a big wave of makeup artistry kind of moving in the South like never before. So, you know, I'm getting there before that curve.
Absolutely.
Is this something that you're doing on your own?
Yeah. It's a solo project.
Great.
I mean, of course, you know, I have a lot of the vendors from the makeup show kind of backing me in terms of products, and I think it's just it's going to be, you know, it's a project in itself, but obviously my philosophy is working with, you know, a kit that actually makes sense, which a lot of academies don't do, and they're kind of exclusive to their own brand and branding, and I think that's great. But I think for me, I think it's like, in order to have my students and you know, to set them up for success, I believe that they should already have the products in their kit that give them that ability, which means a variety of what a pro would carry with them at all times, and not just one product. I think from one brand, I think it's just, you know, conglomerate, how we are as regular artists. You know, we have many different products from different brands that make up a superb kit. And that's kind of like my philosophy, and I'm going in, starting from the ground up, and you know, and that's it.
Nice. I can't wait to all of this actually happens and takes place. You're right about that, all of the makeup artists that are kind of appearing now in the South. I think that's great to have a school in Orlando. It's about, what, 5 hours from Atlanta? Maybe,
yeah, it's about five.
Like that?
Yep. It's about five or six hours from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, more towards six, and it's about maybe three from Miami. So you get, like, that really good kind of mix of business from just kind of the South and the North at the same time. You know, in Orlando's that metropolitan, the South, but it's also the metropolitan part of the South, you know, where, like, business conventions, obviously the premier show for hair is there. You have your Universal Studios, you have your Disney. So there's a lot going on there that, you know, gives me that ability to kind of move forward in that direction. And I'm excited about it, you know. It's coming along, you know.
Absolutely. Well, please keep us posted on that so we can spread the word.
Will do.
Let's talk about the makeup show.
Yeah.
First, to start off talking a little bit about, what would you say the focus, and it doesn't matter what city you're in, what's the overall focus of the makeup show?
Well, it's, you know, I think it's been the focal point of the show from I would say from the very beginning has been, you know, basically just getting education and information into the hands of new and existing artists, you know, people who want to evolve as an artist, you know. And I think that's still the focus this year. However, it's grown so much since the very beginning, and each year it grows by leaps and bounds. That, you know, we have to house more artists to kind of keep that demand going as well. You know, more presenters, more keynote speakers, which is always good. I mean, and this year, Dick Page is our keynote for the makeup show, which is huge, especially for that beauty and fashion world, you know, primarily all the people in New York who are working in that industry. So, again, it's just one of those things where having such powerful keynote speakers, legends in the business who are just basically just sharing that insight has made them successful, you know, because you never know, somebody sitting right in that same platform in that same audience could be the next Dick Page, could be the next Pat McGrath, could be, you know, that person that just takes over. So it's about inspiring and education and motivation and just being able to network as a community of makeup artists. And, you know, they're not competitors. They're a community. We're a community. We kind of share ideas and you know, try to strengthen the business by all of us coming together in one location.
Right. How are some of the attendees responding to the education that's being presented each year in each town at the show?
I think it's each year. I mean, especially in New York. New York is the staple city. That obviously we started with New York, and it's grown leaps and bounds in New York. And of course, each demographic, each location is a little different in terms of how we have to present the education, because mm-hmm. in some cities there's tons of schools, of makeup schools. For example, LA, you know, has quite a few schools. So we always have to kind of evolve as a show as well and realize that, you know, one type of or one structure of education doesn't necessarily fit the demographic of that location. So it's always we always have to constantly evolve as a show. And I think the feedback is always good because we're always, you know, conscious of that. And we're always trying to look for topics and ideas that we know may be perfect fit for that, which James is, you know, he's the genius when it comes to, like, putting together workshops. And then also not only just putting them together, but when it comes to, like, partnering the right person to facilitate mm-hmm. that education is key as well, because they're not just educators educating. They're actually, like, doing still out in the field. And, you know, they have a lot of recent work that they can claim to.
Right.
So they want to see people actually still doing it and, you know, have that expertise. So, I mean, the feedback has always been great. I mean, never do I hear anything negative. It doesn't really get to me, I would say. If anything, there, you know, it'd be hidden from me or whatever, but I doubt it. I mean, I think it's just, it's overwhelming all the time for each attendee, and I think they enjoy it. You know, it's like the biggest show that there is for a pro makeup, in my opinion, and it just, you know, there's no way that it can go south. I think it's just amazing how, you know, when they walk away and we receive so many emails and so many letters that, you know, just thanking us for bringing something that puts all of us together in one spot. It just increases opportunity and inspires a lot of people.
Right. Absolutely. Now, as far as education at the makeup show, of course, you know, you mentioned the keynote speakers, but you have your all-day hands-on workshops.
Yeah.
And then you have also seminars and other events. Can you kind of speak a little bit about the different types of education so people kind of know, like, what to expect?
Yeah, the hands-on, the all-day hands-on workshops are I'm actually facilitating one of them. I'm presenting at one of them as well, the one, which has to do mainly with the basically the introduction, or if it's someone who has maybe stepped out of makeup for a while and hasn't really had that chance to kind of thrive in it, but they need maybe, say, a refresher of just kind of the basics and, you know, the core of what it entails to have the skill of the art of makeup, then I think that that's what this class is all about. Or if it's someone who has never done makeup or been in makeup before, I think it's still good because it allows them to see if this is something that they even want, you know, as a career. So it really mm-hmm. gives them insight quickly in one day. It's kind of like a beauty crash course to kind of just give them everything that we can in one day. So it's great. I mean, it's really a powerful workshop, and that's a full day hands-on workshop. And then the next day, or the next 2 days, I would say, would be like mini workshops, full day, like 2.5 hours, or I'm sorry, 3 hours, of something a little bit more specific, not as general as the full day. My particular one is going to be contouring, the art of contour and highlight, and mm-hmm. another one would be the, I believe it's the photo shoot. So photo shoot number two. Which is basically behind the scenes when it comes to editorial, how to prep for an editorial, how to design your looks and execution, what products and materials, your thought process going in. So it's not just something you're putting together. Even if it's just a test, you know, you want to make sure that right. your tests come out like editorials, like beauty stories, you know. You want to go in with that mindset. So it's just, yeah, it's a thought process. It's, you know, how we put it all together. I'm sorry, there's a plane flying over me. So yeah, so basically that's the difference between the two. One's more full day and kind of general, but still very beauty boot camp, like giving you everything all at once. And then the other ones are two. The other two are more specific.
Okay, and there are costs associated with any of these?
So I'm sorry.
Are there costs associated?
Yes. Well, yes, I believe the if I'm not mistaken, I think the full day is $275, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's $275 for that. And then I think the other 2 3-hour workshops are, I think, $125, if I'm not mistaken. I think I got my numbers right, but I could be mistaken. But either way, if you go to themakeupshow.com, click on NYC and then click on education, the sub little tabs, then you'll see that everything will pull up right there, and all the prices and also the different artists that are presenting will be there, and what their workshops are, and also, you know, what the prices for each one will be.
Okay. TheMakeupShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this past October was the first time you guys did Orlando. What was the reason behind it? And it may have a lot to do with what you were just saying pretty much earlier. But what was the reason behind doing a show in Orlando? And then tell me a little bit about that show. How successful was it?
The reason why Orlando was the next choice for the makeup show is because I would say they've pretty much covered all the major cities. Of mm-hmm. course, New York, Midwest, mm-hmm. which is Chicago, out west completely is L.A., and then they just felt like they didn't really have the South as covered, but they're still wanted to kind of see where the potential lies. And I know there was a debate between Miami and Orlando, but when it comes to Miami, there's a certain level of, you know, it is in a lot of ways very much like New York, where it's still very fast-paced and so on mm-hmm. and so forth. But I don't think it would capture as much as the Atlanta market as much. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Somewhere where it's kind of central. And again, mm-hmm. In my opinion, I feel like Orlando has a lot of potential and is kind of like the sister of what LA would be. The, you know, obviously the dual, Universal Studios and the Disney World and Disneyland, things that require a lot of makeup, the MGM studios. And also there's other, you know, studios that are coming, big production studios that are coming there as well. So mm-hmm. there's a lot that's kind of moving in that direction without being pigeonholed to thinking that everything is very South Beach and beachy. And
right.
Does that make sense? So it's uh-huh, more like uh-huh. it's the Southern version of what makeup really should be and could be without thinking and kind of, you know, I guess categorizing it as just beachy and South Beach and just barrel curls and, like, you know, bronzy skin. It's not so much that. It's actually just makeup, you
right.
know?
Right. Exactly.
But, you know,
I think it was a great choice.
It's funny that you say that because, you know, there are no makeup shows in the Atlanta area, which I think is almost a good thing because I think it'll be good for the makeup artists in the Atlanta area to get out of the Atlanta area. You know what
exactly.
I mean? When attending, you know, workshops and seminars on makeup. I think it's good for them because there is a certain look when you come to Atlanta, and I think it would
exactly.
just be great for them to get out of Atlanta.
And it's the same thing with Miami. I think the look of Miami has a very distinct look, just like Atlanta has its own look as well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, it's good for everybody to kind of get out of their own region of what that would be. and kind of just come together. To me, that would be the middle ground, would be more of like Orlando, because it's a hybrid of all the cities near that area in the South that kind of represent something and make up.
Right.
Absolutely. Again, I just want to remind everyone, who those who are just coming in on the phone lines, that we are speaking with Orlando Santiago about the makeup show. So if you have any comments about any shows that you've attended, or if you want to know a little bit more about the New York show that's coming up, May 5th and 6th, give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399. Orlando, what do you look forward to when it comes to the makeup show NYC in particular?
I would say I'm excited about the show only because, well, of course, it's New York, so it's the big staple of, you know, what the, I would say, is a beauty capital for me would be. But I'm just excited to see and hear a lot of the speakers, such as Zig Page. Like, I've been working in Fashion Week and fashion shows for almost, I would say, since almost 15 years total. So it's double that would be like almost 28 to 29 seasons. And just to see some people as iconic as Zig Page, and to see his thought process and to see how these guys, how their brain operates, you know, I think it's great. And I love seeing not only the people from New York, I love seeing people who fly in from all over other countries throughout the world to kind of come together as one community to see, to learn, which is, I think, is appropriate. You know what I mean? I think that's what you should do. Like you said about Atlanta and about Miami, you have to get out of your region to realize what beauty means to other people in other places. So I'm excited to see all the people from other countries coming to my workshops, you know, and just kind of meeting people, just meeting and growing and learning from other people as well. That's what excites me.
Now, Orlando, nice. do you think, I don't know, this may sound like a strange question, but do you think there are too many makeup shows just in general, or not enough? And then also, how can we take what we have, including, you know, your show, The Makeup Show, and some of the other expos, and how can we take all of those and make them better for all makeup artists and all mediums?
I mean, yeah, there definitely are, you know, of course, ideally, I would love to say yes, The Makeup Show would be the only show, but you know, reality is it's not the case. And there are other shows. And I think as long as it really just goes back to not necessarily like the competition, because I think, because as artists, we sense that. And it's, if you can't go to one show because you can't go to another, I mean,
right.
I think it just kind of damages the reputation of the industry and it feels
exactly.
A little awkward.
Exactly.
However, if it's just, you know, if the core of, at all the shows, whether it's 2, 3, or 10 shows throughout the U.S. or throughout other countries that happen, as long as they're sticking to education as their primary focus, I think that's really that. And also the deals and the pro discounts and the pro, you know, the pro education that they're giving from brands to brands and from brands to other artists, you know, as long as it maintains itself in that realm versus, you know, a competition between shows, then I think that we're okay.
Right.
Does that make sense? So I think it's more of what we're there for is to learn what other artists are there for, what they pay money for is not only just the discounts and so on and so forth. I think it's more about that, again, trying to really pick the brains of the people who are successful and being going back to education, you know? And once that's done, I think then everybody would be excited. Doesn't matter how many shows are out there, but, you know, eventually people will see. And if it's not something that's their main focus, then again, that's not something that needs to be said. I think the general public would already know and probably not want to come back. Does that make sense? So,
let me ask you this, because I was thinking of this a few minutes ago before you answered the last question. Because the focus is education,
right?
How do you, and I'm just saying this because I hear a makeup artist, it doesn't matter what trade show it is. It could be IBS, it could be some of the other makeup shows, but makeup artists get excited about products.
Yes.
And how, I mean, I know you can't control what somebody, the reason why somebody comes to a trade show, but how do you keep the emphasis, especially on the, especially for these like new makeup artists who some of them are in makeup school and they come to the show
right.
and they get all excited because they know all these particular brands are going to be there. How do you keep the focus on education when you provide, when the shows provide all of, you know, the wonderful brands there? I mean, you know, you walk in, I mean, I know my very first makeup trade show, I almost lost my mind. All of this makeup in one place, you know.
Right.
And it's like, how do you keep the focus on education? Especially when they come to a show and so much is presented to them.
Right. And that's the thing. I think that's the perk of coming to a show, is having deals and offers, you know, given to you as a professional, because that's what you're paying your money to come in for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're paying the fee for the entry, for the ticket, for either 1 or 2 days that you're there is not only because you're getting discounts on makeup. And I tell
mm-hmm.
them that all the time. I'm like, I'm glad you've chosen to, you know, you can tell who's serious about taking their career to the next level and who's
right.
here just for the discounts. And I said, and if you're here for one or the other, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to tell you what you need in your life, but only you know. And if you know you want to pursue education and you want to, like, take your career to the next level, then that's what you're going to pay for separately. And, you know, the brands will still be there. The discounts will still be there. The education from those brands will still be there. However, I think this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity, or at least once-in-a-year opportunity, that you're having this kind of education being brought under one roof for 2 days. And I always tell them to take advantage of it. You know, like, look at the topics. Find out where you are in your career. Find out where there's a struggle, if there's, like, you're lacking in, for example, bridal. You know, and a lot of people don't give the bridal makeup artists a lot of credit. They say, well, they're not real working makeup artists. They don't work behind the scenes. They're not in film or television. They're not in Fashion Week. And I'm like, those are probably the real makeup artists, the most real makeup artists that I know. Those are the people that really hustle and having to deal with brides. And, you know, if they're not the real ones, then who are, you know? Because everybody else works with beautiful models and works with, you know, backstage
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours. And then they
yep,
go home
absolutely.
After the show. But the harder working ones are the bridal makeup artists, which, you know what I mean? And it's like,
yep.
those are the ones that, to me, don't get enough credit. So it's like, the bridal makeup artists, whether you're film and television, whether you're in, you know, beauty only, editorial, I think it doesn't matter what realm you're in. It's a matter of where you want to go. And if you're not really successful right now in that area, then I always suggest that you start looking at these workshops that will help catapult your career in that area. Does that make sense? So, finding out where you want to go and then finding where there's the education piece to match that usually does the trick. But if you're just going for discounts on makeup, then that's pretty much, that's all I can tell you. You're going to just walk away with a bag full of stuff that you're going to use or may not even know how to use, you know, because you weren't taught on it. So
mm-hmm.
it's up to you. And,
mm-hmm.
and again, it's not something that we force anybody, but we always suggest that everybody look at, you know, their personal career and find a little niche.
Right. So how important is it, in your opinion, how important is education for the makeup newbie? Because most newbies, of course, you know, they're going to go for the product, trying to build their kit.
Yeah.
You know, they want to build their kit right away, so they're buying all this stuff. They're buying all these brushes. They're buying, you know,
right.
a bunch of everything. So what do you think is the most important thing to do first?
I always say workshops first, because from the workshops, we will always suggest the best products to buy afterward.
Yep.
And that's the key right there. Like, go in to your workshop first. You know, in other words, obviously, you know, there's different times for different workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you have yours, you can maybe kind of eyeball things that you're looking at, but don't make any, like, hard purchases until then, let's say, after your workshop. Once you have your workshop, you've already, you know, been informed as to what it is that you're learning, why you were there, why you took that class or that workshop. And then now we can suggest, and you, most likely we have the product in the classroom setting. So you're going to be learning with it, and then you can go out and then purchase the full gamut of what it is that you used in the workshop, or we can suggest other products similar to, or, you know, kind of like a package deal. So
mm-hmm.
that now you're going back on the floor going to those brands, obviously more knowledgeable and well-rounded as far as, you know, what products you need versus buying a ton of stuff that you don't need and it's going to just sit in your kit. Or, you know, you're there to really, like, build a kit that's going to make you money, not just to have every single eyeshadow in the world. So
right.
I feel like once you go and get educated on that, then you can step out and go and buy what you need. And it's more cost-effective, and you're educated on the product, you're educated on your technique, and you can't lose.
Right. And most instructors will also give you information on some of the best brushes to use. And even if they don't, most newbies, when they're in these workshops, they're going to ask, which brush is that? You know, so I think from those workshops, they're also getting information on, I think, like a basic brush set.
Right.
That you're not out there buying everything and then you don't use half of it.
Right, and especially if you have a budget. If you're going there with a budget of X dollars, you know, we can pretty much guide you as much as we can. And again, it's all based on our opinion when it comes to purchasing something. So maybe you can go, you know, really light on the brushes and maybe do something like quality but still at a cheaper price that does, you know, crown brush, a good crown brush set just to start out. And then, but then spend your bulk of your money buying, like, for example, foundations that you may need or, you know, products that you know you're going to use on a daily basis just as much. Or you can do vice versa. We can show you where to dump most of the money in and then kind of skim lightly on certain areas but still have an effective kit. So we can help you kind of package it together. And
right. And just a quick tax tip just in time for tax day tomorrow. You know, when you go to these, you know, makeup trade shows, wherever they are, whichever show you go to, make sure you're saving your receipts for all the products and brushes you buy. Save your receipts, your airline tickets, your hotel receipts, you know, food, for especially if you're traveling out of town, your food receipts, all of those expenses you can use to write off. And another thing, not only save the receipts, make sure when you're at the trade show that you get a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you know, people will, you know, give you your product, you give them the money, and that's it. So make sure you get a receipt. And especially if you're using Square or anything like that and they email you a receipt, make sure you go back and print out those emails.
Right. Yep. So we save all those. Yeah, it really helps at the end of the year.
Yeah, it really does.
Absolutely. Now, I want to mention something, a conversation that's going on in the chat room, and I invite any of you ladies to get on the phone and speak about this if I'm saying this wrong. And even if I'm saying it right, we would love to still hear from you. Okay, so Faith is saying, she mentioned, she said in Houston, we are trying to enforce education here and the importance of it. We are flooded with artists that have never heard of TMS, the makeup show. And then she says, how do we get the word out, because Houston lacks education? And she says, some feel they don't need the education, so it puts a damper on the industry. And then Belinda said,
oh, my God, that kind of what my next question was going to kind of lead into that.
Okay, so Belinda says, true, we have the same kind of thing in Michigan. And she says she always tells people that there, you know, that you have the makeup show in Chicago, which is 4 hours away from where she is in Michigan. So I'm assuming that the issue is that because the people haven't heard of these shows and haven't heard of these educational opportunities, that they don't feel like the education is important anyway. Please correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, but what do we do about something like that, Orlando?
Before you answer that, Orlando, can I just say one thing? Because that blows my mind that people haven't heard of the makeup show or any other trade show, because you have so many makeup artists that spend so much time on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. All you have to, if you have access to an internet, then you have access to the world all you have to do is type in makeup on Google.
Right.
And there's
right.
going to be a bunch of stuff that pops up. To me, that's no excuse. That makes no sense that someone could say they've never heard of the makeup show.
Right, and it also just says a lot about where they are in their career in a way where it's not as important to them. You know, it might be a part-time thing, or it might be something where they're just, it's a hobby, not a career.
Right.
So it's like, oh, well, why would I know about that if, you know, I'm happy with my daytime, but I just am very curious about makeup. So, I mean, there are people, I know, and it blows my mind, too, that, you know, at this day and age, after 8 years of the show, you know, and after now 5 cities worldwide, you know, and yeah, it's just crazy how some people still don't know of the makeup show, you know. And even in New York, I recently heard about that. And I was like, wow, are you, so how long have you been in the industry? And she was like, oh,
right.
5 years. And I'm like, 5 years, really? Like, wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so it's mind-blowing. But there are people out there, and that's what the goal is. The goal is trying to educate the ones who are serious that can then facilitate and communicate that back to other people. You know, the show's only 2 days, and it's in different cities, but we leave that impression with 8,000 makeup artists who then talk to, you know, one other person. Then that
mm-hmm.
means, guess what? It's 16,000 next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's like, it grows by leaps and bounds even that way. But, you know, that's the only thing we can do is just basically get the word out, you know, as much as we can by giving the ones who are serious the best education we can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let me ask you,
going back. And it's mind-blowing that they say that they don't need education. I'm just like, whoa. Like, that to me is insane. That's like saying, you know what, like, I only graduated high school. I don't need college. I mean, and again,
right.
some people have never gone on to college, but it's like, how do you expect to be taken seriously in your career, any career, if you don't have, like, that level of professionalism that sets you up for success, you know, if you're serious.
Right.
So it's hard for me to even hear that, and I look at some of the work out there, and, you know, I'm a person that I don't badmouth, you know, or I don't do anything, but there's a lot of people out there that, to be very honest and frank, that do need education, you know, and you don't
mm-hmm.
know what you don't know. So once you've heard it and you've seen it, then that's when you know you there's a lot to improve on, you know, and everybody has the opportunity of evolving as an artist every year. Including myself, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think that comes from? I mean, like she was saying, you know, the internet is here and it's full of information.
Yeah.
All you have to do is Google. So I just feel like sometimes
right.
there's so much focus on people wanting to know how to do. Like, I don't know if it's because they are on the internet looking at everybody's work or Instagram, people are posting pictures of their work. But nobody
right.
seems to be focused on information and education. Like, how do we find out about the education? And then once we find out, actually trying to get the education. And I understand finances can sometimes
yeah.
be an issue, but there are so many ways. You know, like with Marietta Carter doing her lipstick lectures, those are free.
I was just
you know,
about
yeah. to, you know, those are free. You know, and I mean, but, you know, not everything is accurate, and I'm not putting anybody down, but not everything is accurate on YouTube, you know, even
no.
though you may
yeah.
be able to go there and learn how to do a smoky eye or whatever it is you're trying to find out, but, you know, everything about makeup is not about that smoky eye, you
right.
know, and people have to put more focus on, I don't know, I'm just trying to find the best way to say it, but we have to put more focus on what's important.
Well,
you know,
I think the funny thing about that is that I always say that the reason why, and again, I'm not trying to knock the YouTubers who have, like, you know, bajillion followers and that. And I say, you know, I'm not, because obviously they have a following for some reason, there's something.
Right.
However, I also feel like a smoky eye is really hard to critique. So, of course, to me, that's like, yeah, if I were a YouTuber, I'd want to go ahead and do a smoky eye because there's so many different ways to do it, and I'm doing it all myself. So, of course, I'm going to do it really beautiful, and I'm going to have a lot of followers who want to have the smoky eye that looks like mine. However, you try putting another face who is not a model or trying to do, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, somebody other than your face or trying to do something with limited products in front of you or, you know, really sculpting and reshaping the eye shape or the face shape or the jaw structure, then that's when I don't think we'd have a lot of YouTubers doing that, because it's not that easy. You know, that's like reconstructive surgery via makeup, and that's where you start to really separate who can do what and who can say what.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
I'm going to take a quick call here. Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bethany Towns.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good, and you?
Good, good.
What do you have to say about the makeup show?
Well, I actually called to comment on the education aspect.
Okay.
I remember the excitement that I felt when I first came to the makeup show, and I was actually more excited at that time about getting the education, because I was in a position where I didn't really have time to go to a full school. So to actually be able to go into one place that had numerous brands that were offering education, there were different classes there that I could take, there was hands-on that you could take, like it was, that was the part that was a little bit overwhelming. It wasn't even the fact that there were so many different types of products, because in that instance, you really don't even know about all these products and what they're going to do. So to me, I was more excited about the education, but I've talked to so many people now that don't even value what the education is going to bring you. And I feel like it's almost generational. Like, I feel like because the emphasis on higher education isn't as quite what it used to be, that they feel like they can, everyone's looking for that fast track, how to get to the top as fast as they possibly can, and what steps they can bypass to get there. And sometimes I think that they think that they don't have to have all of this education. They don't have to go to the school, or they don't need these things to get to the top. And that's just from conversations I've had with not just other makeup artists, but like other models or stylists. Like, they don't even want to know the people that are in their industry. Like, there's no. I was talking to a model, and she was like, she didn't even know who Coco Osha was, and I was like, Are you really a model? Do you really want to model? Like, how do you not know the people that are in your industry?
Mm-hmm.
They were both signed by the same agency. And it just blew my mind, and I was like, what do I say? Like, how do you, I didn't even know what to say after that whole conversation. I felt a little lost for words. But I think it's just that people value education differently. Like, they don't feel like they need to know all of these things.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. What have you noticed just about, you know, other attendees attending the show? I know you said you were excited, you know, the very first time, and your focus was education, but did it seem, when you said your very first time, that was the very first, was that the very first makeup show?
I believe
ever?
It was the second makeup show. Like, I was on the internet and found the show. And
okay,
I was,
gotcha.
I found it like right after it had already happened. And so I made sure that I was available to go to the next, ready for the next one.
Gotcha. So what was it like, with the people that were around you, like some of the other people were attending, did it seem like they were interested in doing everything, you know, like the classes as well as, you know, buying products or whatever, or just was it kind of different for a lot of different people, did you notice?
I think we were all pretty much, most of the people that I knew, we were all excited about the same things, or if we weren't excited about it, it was just because we didn't know, and then the other person would share whatever it was, and then we would all get excited about it. So it's a matter of helping each other out, you know, as far
right.
as
right.
some people didn't know about some classes, and then when you start talking about them and tell them about it, they're like, oh, yeah, then I need to take that too. Or if you didn't know about a certain product or a certain artist that was there. We kind of shared information, and so we kind of built this mm-hmm. excitement and the community between us.
And I like that you said that, because it just makes me think back to what I was just speaking of a little earlier about what they were mentioning in the chat room. You know, it basically falls on all of us. Like, we have to tell people, especially if we know people in areas where they may not get an opportunity to go to different classes, or the makeup show doesn't come to their area. Hey, if you're in Houston, hey, the makeup show comes to L.A. If you're, you know, like she was talking about Michigan, the makeup show comes to Chicago, maybe 3 hours away. So, you know, it's up to all of us to tell people about these opportunities. Because, you know, like we said, they'll get on the Internet and they'll go on Instagram or something like that, but they won't Google makeup education.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, the response, you know, it falls on us to just kind of get the word out there. So Faith, for those people in Houston, or Belinda, for people in Michigan, we all just have to be the ones to actually inform them and just let them know constantly that this is what's going on and you need to know about it. You know, and tell them about the website. Tell them that it's happening in a town close to them. You know, and sometimes people still may not be able to go, but at least if they know about it and if they really want to go, then they can start planning for the next year or the year after that, you know, whatever is good for them.
Yeah, I think any show, like, I mean, I go to numerous shows and I continue to go, and I will keep going no matter where my career is. But I think that you don't have to just go to just one show to, you know, once a year to stock up on all your product. Like, you're going because you're continuing your education. If you want to go further in your career, you have to invest in your career in as many ways as possible, not just monetarily,
yeah.
But you have to invest with, you know, doing your networking and doing your research and doing your education. Like, that you have to put forth as much effort into your career as you want to get a job.
That's right.
In order to get the most out of it, yeah, that's like anything else. You put a lot into it, you're going to get a lot out of it. And
mm-hmm.
in order to, and it's not only that, technology evolves, and so do products. You know, there's so many things out there that each year these labs are getting better and stronger, and the products are just getting that much better. So it's like, once those new products come out and you're still lugging around like a whole suitcase for, you know, with older products that, you know, have, now there's so many products out there that can do three functions in one, you know, most like NARS and Stila. Like, these companies are getting smarter with, like, the multiples and the fat sticks, and, like, there's so many things that you can use them for, and also the waterproof aspect of what makeup is now, and how long it can be worn for. So it's not what it used to be. You know, technology is changing even the actual physical product, and also the when it comes to what it's being seen on, whether it's, you know, a high-definition monitor or high-definition camera or anything. It's like the technique has to be that much sharper than what it was even 2 years ago, because everything is evolving. So in order to be on the cutting edge and to be able to make a name for yourself in terms of not like a superstar level, but in superstar in your own mind, in your own world, where you are, to know that you feel confident stepping out there and giving your best and knowing that your work is solid, there's no way to really feel that confidence unless you know, you know, like, you have education as far as you know where your makeup's going to be seen, you know, and what it takes to perfect a flawless canvas. And that, there's no better feeling than to know that you're prepared for that. Stepping out and doing that and knowing that you're solid, your work is solid, you feel comfortable knowing that you're going to just give your best and it's going to look superb.
Right.
Bethany, what are you looking forward to? I asked Orlando this earlier. What are you looking forward to for this year's show in New York?
Oh, wow. This show seems to be packed with such amazing, talented artists that are either keynoting or doing hand-on workshops. Like, it just seems to come from everywhere. With Dick Page and Bridget Reese Anderson and it's just a lot of talented people that are going to be there speaking and sharing their stories. Like, I love to hear how people got started, or what was the spark, or what was the thing that everyone has a little story. So those stories are what inspires you, or what kind of lets you know that it's almost like reassurance, lets you know that, hey, either you are in that same boat, or you are thinking that same thing, or you're close to feeling that same way. And to know that someone else has kind of either already gone through it or is going through it at the same time. Like, sometimes they're even that honest that they let you know, hey, right now I'm going through a rough patch, but, you know, I've been through a rough patch before, and it comes full circle, you know, you'll come out of it. So it's kind of cool to be able to have that many talented people in one place that are all willing to share that much of themselves.
Absolutely. Any secrets that you all can share about what's going to take place that we don't know, that we couldn't find on the internet?
Any secrets? Orlando has all the secrets. I mean, I've been going to his classes since I first started going to the makeup show, so I get all my secrets from Orlando.
Oh, boy. I'm all I can say is I'm definitely thrilled. Like I said, it's one more year, but I never see it as just one more year. I think it's just one more year that it's going to be, again, an opportunity to kind of continue to spread the word out, you know, of what we do best and what our passion is. And I think it's the art of makeup, and that's it. It's a celebration every year. That's how I see it. And it's just, you know, it's like I said, like what Bethany said, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, everybody gets to hear the stories of how these people evolved and became, you know, where they were to now where they are. And it's inspiring. That's what you take. More than anything else, those stories stick to you more than you think they do. And when you, like Rishi said, when you reach those rough patches in your life where it's not all great, it's not all going your way, you know, you reach back to your memory bank and you hear that story of that person, and it just somehow, some way, it just helps you get through it and realize mm-hmm. that it's not the end of the world. You know, we just don't see what's happening at the moment, but let it pass, and there's something to learn from it. And when you step away from it looking back, you realize there was something that needed to, you know, you had to learn a lesson from it, which obviously became a stronger person, stronger artist from it, and it's all a lesson, you know. And but it's because the art of makeup is not only about makeup, it's about you as a person going through this journey. You know, we don't retire, we die. If you're born an artist, you die an artist. You know, there's no retiring. So it's like, it's a journey. It's an evolution of yourself. And that's pretty much it. And I just think that, like I said, the makeup show itself is an evolution each year of that growth process. And it's like a celebration to me. So I'm always looking forward to it.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say real quick, I also think that the industry has changed as far as it has evolved as how people respect it. So as they respect it more and we get more credit, there's more opportunities available to us to do makeup. It's a little bit more acceptable now to say that you are a makeup artist. Like, it's almost like a real job. Like, before, you would say you're a makeup artist and kind of people would kind of almost laugh, or it wasn't, they were like, are you really for real? Are you serious? Is that what you want to do? But I think as it's looked at more seriously, the opportunities that we get to share that with other people kind of grow too. So that's why when you have so many shows, that's just because the industry is becoming so big now. Like, it's more people are really embracing it. So you're having more opportunities to share that.
And more people are not scared to realize that that's something that perhaps they wanted to do years ago, but because they, you know, they felt like it was going to be shunned upon, like it wasn't a real career. Now they're realizing, well, as the industry grows and more shows are evolving and more artists are stepping out, and they're realizing, wow, like, this is something, and you don't even know how many times I've heard that, years of teaching at schools, you know, that's what they those are the ones that succeed in my class, that those Wall Street bankers, the nurses, all these people who have these, like, you know, great careers, but so focused on something that's not artistic. But when they get in the classroom, they just excel, and it's because a lot of them, that's what their story was, is like, I really wanted to do makeup or hair or something like that years ago, like 20, 30 years ago, but because it wasn't accepted back then, I just felt like I had to do something that was corporate and considered successful, you know? And I'm like, wow, like, how'd you do it? Like, you know, it's impressive. It's like, I couldn't believe it, you know? I can't even imagine having to do, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in a career that's then to find out that, you know what, the career you wanted all along was always there. And that's like, it blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never too late. I tell them, listen, it's never too late. Like, it's only too late if you never try it, you know?
The Makeup Show New York, May 5th and 6th for this year, and then also Chicago, June 9th and 10th. Orlando, September 28th through 29th, and in Europe in March of next year. Anything else you guys want to say about the show that people need to know? I know the show is on Sunday, Monday, correct?
Yes, it is. And the workshop, the full-day workshop is on Saturday, so book it before it gets full, if not already full.
Right. If not already full, you have to book early. Because the class, is it limited to, like, a certain number?
Yeah, we try to keep it limited to, like, at least 15 to 20 max,
okay.
Though, because, you know, again, we want everybody to kind of have a hands-on approach, and it's kind of hard to do that with more than that. So we try to keep it a little smaller and more intimate, but, you know, anything after that starts to get a little crowded, so we have to cap it off somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a bus coming up from BC on Monday, going to the makeup show. So if anyone is they don't know how to get to the makeup show, there's actually a bus through Bennett Career has joined in. And so they're actually bringing all their students, and then anyone else that wants to get on the bus can get on the bus and come up for the day to the makeup show and come back.
Okay, so this bus is leaving from Bennett, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So they're bringing all of their students from that school, but then anybody in the area who wants to go up can go up on that particular bus with them.
Yes.
Gotcha.
They're trying to provide as many opportunities for anyone that says that they want to go, or people that always make some reason that they cannot go. Here's another way that you can get there and be with a whole bunch of other people that share the same passion that you do. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, I'm hoping that our schedule allows. We'll see. That's all I can say. We'll see. I'm getting a little tired of missing the show every year because of work, but I'm not complaining about the work either. So if I can't do New York, then I'll try for Orlando or Chicago or something like that. So we will see. Again, thank you, Orlando, for joining us. This is like, I'm saying to myself, Orlando, I'm just talking about Orlando, Florida. So wait a minute. Did I say that right? Thank you, Orlando.
Orlando, right?
Thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I hope people, you know, for those who don't know and have listened tonight, I hope you guys have learned something about the makeup show, and you'll be interested in attending one of the shows, if not New York, in one of the other cities.
Right.
Thank you, Bethany, for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope
Thank you, Bethany.
Yeah, she just, Orlando, she called in and just took over.
She sure did. That's her. That's Miss Bethany Towns, anyways. No, Bethany, she's amazing. She's one of my closest dear friends, like very much like a sister to me. And it's true, she's been there since day one, you know. Well, you know, she's been there since the earlier shows, and then ever since then, I mean, she's been a staple part of the makeup show, and she still continues to be, and that's why we work well together, because we have a lot of the same philosophies, and we believe in the education. That's what makes things happen. So, yep.
Well, that's great. So thank you. Thank you both very much. I'm trying to think. Anything else I need to tell everybody about the makeup show before we go off air? Again, the website, if you just have any other questions, is www.themakeupshow.com. And I'll give you all the information about ticket prices and if those classes are full or not and all that good stuff. So, guys, keep us posted as to how it goes if I'm not able to attend. But
we
it looks
will.
Like the vendor list is growing and growing, which I'm really impressed. So that's kind of exciting. I'm supposed to be talking about education, but I'm getting excited about all the products.
definitely not. You also have to be excited about the products. I mean, each year new brands come on board from the smaller to the bigger, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself is amazing, you know?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Well, again, next week we have PBA, which is the Professional Beauty Association, on with us next Sunday night. And then I believe the following Sunday, they're back for part two. We're going to talk about the deregulation issue, which I'm not happy about. So you guys join us for a conversation with PBA. We really need to get behind them and help deal with this deregulation issue. Our industry will be in trouble without it. So again, thank you for joining us tonight, you guys. And for those who are listening and enjoyed the show, go out and market a favorite here on Blog Talk Radio. And we will speak with you all again next week, 9 o'clock. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.